Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 165 of CJ Evolution. Pat Fitzgibbons here, host and creator of the show. Whatever you were doing, wherever you were at, thank you for tuning in. I hope everybody had a great Christmas and it was safe and you spent time with family and friends, because that's what it's about. Special thanks to all the first responders out there, brave men and women, keeping us safe day in and day out. We salute you. We wouldn't have this great country if it wasn't for you protecting us day in, day out. So once again, thank you so much. It's that time of year again where we head into a new year. It's time to say goodbye to 2017 and usher in 2018, a brand new year. Whatever happened in 2017 is done. Now it's time to look forward to 2018, and it's time to go for it this year. If you want to write that book, quit talking about it and procrastinating, put pen to paper and do it. If you want to start your business, do it. If you want to start that podcast, look, the stars aren't going to align. All the traffic lights of life are never going to be green. Just do it and learn as you go. But it all starts with the mindset, right? Getting into that mindset. We've talked about it before this year. Getting around the people who support you, not bring you down. Staying physically fit. So much of success and happiness and mindset is tied to physical health. So if you are hesitating getting back into the gym or getting back into shape, I encourage each and every one of you to do it. It is so good for you, obviously. But for those of you who have New Year's resolutions or who start out the new year with New Year's resolutions, here are 10 sure ways to keep your New Year's resolutions. Number one, keep your resolutions simple. Sometimes people find themselves aiming for an overhaul of their entire life, and this is simply a recipe for disappointment and guilt. It may be understandable at this time of year when self-improvement is on your mind, but experience shows that things can't be achieved all at once. Keep them simple. The best approach is to focus clearly on one or two of your most important goals. Number two, choose carefully. But which ones to choose? Well, you might like to concentrate on those that will have the greatest impact on your happiness, health, and fulfillment. For example, you're giving up smoking or drinking will obviously improve your health, but it will also give you a sense of pride and will make you happy, but perhaps not immediately. So choose carefully. Number three, be realistic. Don't aim too high or ignore reality. Consider your previous experience with resolutions. What led to failure then? It may be that you resolved to lose too much weight or save an unrealistic amount of money. Remember, there will always be more opportunities to start on the next phase. So set realistic goals. Or if you don't want to hold back, set clear short-term goals on your way to a big achievement. Which leads to tip number four. Create bite-sized portions. Bite-sized portions. Break goals down into manageable chunks. This is perhaps the most essential ingredient for success, as the more planning you do now, the more likely you are to get there in the end. I'm a big journaling person. I try to journal every day. For me, journaling is so important because I see it. It's in writing. Whether if I think about it and say, well, I'm going to think about it, I'm going to do this, and then I don't write it down, I'm going to forget about it. Most people do. It goes with planning. The planning process is when you build up that all-important willpower, which you will undoubtedly need to fall back on along the way. Set clear, realistic goals, such as losing 5 pounds, saving $30 a month, maybe more, going for a run once a week. Decide exactly how you will make this happen. Number five, plan a time frame. In fact, the time frame is vital for motivation. It is your barometer for success, the way you assess your short-term progress towards the ultimate long-term goal. Buy a calendar or diary so you can plan your actions. Like I said, write things down. You can plan them for the coming weeks or months and decide when and how to evaluate. Number six, make notes. Having made a note of your time frame, you will have a physical reminder of what you're aiming for. Now go further and write down the details of your resolutions in a notebook, remembering to add your motivations. You could keep a scrapbook for this purpose and fill it with photos of your slimmer self, pictures of you sporting a hobby equipment you're saving for, or even a shocking credit card statement to spur you into action. We all have them. If your resolution will directly benefit your partner, children, colleagues, or friends, then add their photos too. Anything to remind you of your initial motivation. Number 7, treat yourself. When making your plan, a vital feature should be the rewards and treats you will give yourself at those all-important milestones. But be warned, don't fall into the trap of putting your goal in danger. It's too easy for a dieter to say, "I've been so good, I deserve a few candy bars," or a saver to throw caution to the wind with a new purchase. One slip, and it can all be over. Number 8, receive support. This is so important. It is at such times when you've temporarily fallen off the wagon that your support network is critical. Carefully choose those people around you who have shown themselves to be trustworthy, supportive friends, and explain your plans. Let them know of the ways you can help when the things get going or things get tough. And if they truly care, they will know the things to say to you during the hard times. Remember, so much is about who we surround ourselves with. Number 9, don't give up. Do bear in mind that a slip-up is almost inevitable at some point, and you must not let this become an excuse to give up. When this happens, you will need to draw on your reserves of self-belief and strength. So build those qualities as often as you can. Really feel proud of your past achievements and don't become critical of yourself. People with higher self-esteem and confidence are in much more better position to succeed. So immediately forgive yourself and saying, "I'm starting again now." And if you fail, folks, get up. Fail forward. Last but not least, number 10, put yourself in charge. These achievements are under your control. Nobody controls these but you. Other people can advise and support you, but it's your actions which need to change to see the results you want. Let me read that again. It's your actions which need to change to see the results you want. Don't rely on anybody else. Well, you do with some things, but you are your own agent of change. Having a strong sense of control over your life is necessary to stick with your plans. Those who blame everyone and everything apart from themselves will not have the resources needed to change. Yes, it is so scary to take responsibility for your future, but surely it's better than the alternative, right? Your happiness is worth the time and effort. So get started and good luck and go for it in 2018. Take care, everybody. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.